USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New jobless claims are down, hitting their lowest level since early March of 2020, as the pandemic was shutting down the economy. The Labor Department reporting 360,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That number is still higher than most analysts were expecting. The number, however, is a drop from the previous week's revised total of 386,000. More protests in southern and central Florida on Wednesday in support of the Cuban people and against the current communist regime. It was the fourth straight day of demonstrations, with many roads getting blocked off in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez saying he's hoping for change on the island nation.
There's nothing to be rejoiceful for right now, unfortunately. The only thing there is our hope that this moment becomes something bigger.
USA Radio News.
America's military is under attack from the woke anti-Christian far left. Even our top generals are ignoring the threat. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the real dangers. Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. Stinchfield and Newsmax are telling you the truth about the far left's real agenda and Joe Biden's policies. That's why millions are tuning into Stinchfield and Newsmax. And Newsmax is the only major news network carrying President Trump's rallies live. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them, tell them you want it, or you can switch. Watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax has become one of America's biggest news networks, as Americans like you switch to a trusted news source. Every weeknight, watch great shows with Grant Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Cortez and Pellegrino, Rob Schmidt, and a lot more. Newsmax is real news. Watch it.
Taliban fighters in Afghanistan have captured another strategic target as the terrorists continue their advances across the country. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has more on the story.
The flag of Afghanistan was ripped from the pole at the main border crossing with Pakistan as Afghan forces fled or surrendered. Instead, the Taliban's white flag with a black Quranic verse was flying in its place. Former Admiral John Kirby, now the Pentagon spokesman, said Afghan forces continue to receive U.S. support.
They have the advantages. They have better capabilities than the Taliban in the air and on the ground. And they are certainly going to continue to have American support financially, logistically, and through assistance and maintenance.
President Biden set to host German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the White House for an official working visit and joint press conference. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The North Carolina state legislator is considering a bill that would ban the teaching of critical race theory, an analytical framework that puts more emphasis on how race impacts American history and law. From public schools in the state, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson tells Fox News this isn't an attempt to avoid discussion on slavery and other Jim Crow laws.
As an educator, I want to teach children about everything that's happened in our nation, the good, the bad, the ugly, and all aspects of it. What I don't want to do is impart my own opinion on them, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure that these kids and the teachers are not being pressured to follow any ideology.
Many experts point out critical race theory is a college-level framework and isn't taught to elementary school students. A controversial horse trainer is back in the game in the Empire State.
A federal judge in New York lifted embattled horse trainer Bob Baffert's suspension in the state, calling it unconstitutional. Baffert had been suspended after his Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit failed a post-Derby drug test. Baffert and his horses were suspended from participating in any sanctioned racing by the New York Racing Association. In her ruling, Judge Carol Bagley Amon wrote that Baffert had not been given a prompt hearing to defend himself against the doping charges, and concluded that Baffert would likely be able to prove that the actions violated the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment.
Dan Araki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau with that report. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.